Welcome back to the Two Pinos in the Pod podcast. I am your host, Chris, a.k.a. What am I? DJ Cool C, a.k.a. Topher Bass, a.k.a. Chubba Walkie, a.k.a. VP, a.k.a. Chrissy the Bish.
50%
upload. Here today with our other co-host, my boy Lenny, a.k.a. Elfeezy, a.k.a. Kung Fu Lenny, a.k.a.
Hi.
Beefly.
Hi, everybody. It's good to be here.
What's up, brother? And for our third week in a row, what a treat, guys. What a treat. Oh, my gosh. We have our boy, Timmy, a.k.a. Dickhead Tim, a.k.a.
Wheelchair Tim.
Okay, Wheelchair Tim, a.k.a. Timmy.
Himothy from the Himalayas.
Going for the three-peat.
Let's go.
I'm glad. This just means that you're not tired of us.
Not yet.
3 weeks in a row, brother.
Yeah. Not yet. Yeah. Give it a fourth episode.
Man, it's been much longer than 3 weeks, so gotta know you guys. So, you know.
I know, yeah, that's right. All that time in between.
I know, we're still here.
Brother, we are still here. I'm surprised we're still doing this podcast, to be honest.
I respect the dedication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as a viewer, also as a listener, longtime listener, you know, I appreciate it. I look forward to the Wednesdays when these
come
out.
Do you really?
Yeah, dude, for sure. You know what I do? When I get to work on Wednesday, I get my breakfast, and then I sit down, put my earphones in, turn on the podcast. That's what I do when I eat my breakfast. That's how I start my day.
Welcome.
Much love, Tim. Thank you for supporting the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about our week, guys. Lenny, how was your week?
It was good. One thing I noticed about my week, though, nobody likes to make eye contact up here in the mainland. Like, people just try to avoid it, try to avoid a conversation, I guess. Like, my neighbors, we would be going out at the same time, right? Getting into our cars. No eye contact. I would, like, stare at them to see if they would look my way. Not at all. Straight to the car and off the road they go. And there's this other instance where I live in a townhome, right? So there's only a one car garage, and then there's like a pavement that you can park in front of it. And since I'm like first to leave in the morning, we wanted to switch cars. So I moved my car. Jez comes in and she like reverses into the garage. I'm about to park, right? But there's this girl who's walking two dogs, and she's about to cross where I'm about to park. So I wait for her. I like try to make eye contact with her to like, you know, wave her down like, oh, yeah, come on through. You can go. Doesn't make eye contact. She like pulls out her phone instead to like look at her phone while her dog is shitting next to my house. and I'm like, okay, what? Like, what are you gonna do? And then she ends up like just walking and turning around. I'm like, oh, you couldn't just like looked at me. She couldn't look at me and said like, oh no, no, thank you.
Yeah, like, oh, you can come on.
You're fine. Yeah. Like, why do people avoid eye contact? Like, why can't you just be neighborly and just say hi or whatever? But I might have over exaggerated the poop.
Oh, okay.
It's just, yeah. It was just pee.
Oh, gotcha.
I feel like, you know, when you're telling that story, I feel like, you know, maybe I'm not always the best neighbor, you know, like I don't always want to talk to people and stuff.
You're one of them.
No, but I'll like look at you. You know what I mean? I feel like I give, I'll make eye contact.
I'll fucking look at you, man.
No, I make eye contact and you like give them like the nod. You know what I mean? Like you just like acknowledge their existence.
That's all I ask. Just good morning.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going? You know, kind of thing.
The three fingers when you drive by.
Oh, how's it?
Yeah.
I'm definitely that neighbor too, though, because I don't like go out of my way. Maybe they just want audio cues, not visual.
No, but I mean, you can kind of tell, you know, like in Leonard's case, you can kind of, you know, what he's trying to do. You know, if you're kind of paying attention to what's going on.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it,
In my experience, it's easier to be the one to initiate than it is to be the one waiting to be initiated.
That's true. Not everybody's as socially aware, too, you know?
Yeah. You're right, yeah. A little awkward. After thinking about it, I think the girl was kind of scared. Like, she thought I was going to... I was telling her to come into my car because I got candy or something.
Cut out, but I know what you said.
Come on in. Come on in.
I've got candy in here.
Anyways, I was thinking the girl was, like, afraid of me. Like, I was telling her to come into my car because I got candy, which is why she wasn't trying to make eye contact. But, bitch, you're, like, right in front of my house.
That's pretty weird.
Anyways. Yeah.
What you gonna do, you know?
She looked young. She looked, like, under 18, I would say. So, I don't blame her.
This is justified.
How was your week, Timmy?
You know, it's pretty good. I feel like work's been picking up. Like, you know, it's kind of the beginning of the year stuff. So, I'm working on a new project. That's got like
what's about it, huh? Or is it classified?
I mean, you wouldn't even if I told you, you wouldn't know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Kill me if
it's about the derivative in the parabola.
Yeah,
and
Fibonacci like that, sequence. You know? But yeah, new project, working with new people. You know, take some time, and I think things are starting to pick up now. So I've been pretty busy. But on top of that,
important question.
Yeah.
Do you make eye contact with your new coworkers?
I don't see them in person.
Damn, so that's a no, huh?
Not the new coworkers, yeah. But I mean my normal coworkers. Yeah, I mean I look at them in the eye. We talk. We're people, you know.
You give them the little heads up.
Yeah, you give them the nod, you know. Yeah.
Give them. The whole neck. Have you seen that thing where it's like guys when they give the nod, if there's somebody that they don't know or trust, they'll give them the down nod. But if it's somebody you do know, you give the up nod.
Yep, that's me.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
It's to protect your neck, man.
Show my five chins.
Yeah, but other than work, we're starting to play around with the idea of buying a house. Ooh. And so that's been interesting. It's, you know, kind of scary, but it's nice to dip your toe into the pool of possibility.
Yeah.
Just know that when you post you in front of your house with the sold sign, on Facebook, I'll like that.
I ain't gonna post it.
Oh, I will love that. I will comment on that. I will.
I will poke you. I will.
Yeah. Back pocket.
My bad. But if we ever do get a house, you know, gotta come on.
Housewarming.
Gotta have a little housewarming party.
Housewarming.
Oh yeah.
Question. Sure. What are you most excited about in the house? Like, what are you looking forward to in? Like, when you're shopping for
owning
a home,
or what? What are our non-negotiables?
Yeah, what amenities are you looking for? Like 3-bedroom, 2-bath, lawn. Also that part that you just mentioned about
like what are we excited about for like owning a home?
Yeah.
I think we're looking for something like not too big, you know, maybe minimum, like 2-bed, 2-bath.
Good personality.
Wanna have a garage for sure. Like that'd be nice.
Mm-hmm. For the Tacoma.
Gotta have one
for the taco.
Yeah. And I think it's mostly just about the area. You know what I mean? Like, we want to be in a relatively good area. We don't want to be too far outside of the city, you know, because that can get pretty inconvenient. But, yeah, I mean, as far as what we want, you know, with, like, owning a home, I feel like it'll just be fun to, like, make the place, like, truly your own. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like when you're renting, you know, you're kind of like, I don't really want to do this stuff because you're not living there and you don't want to like cause any problems, you know, so
you want to make holes in the walls.
Yeah. You know, and kind of like do what you want, you know, and like have the freedom to kind of
paint the walls,
build your own thing.
Make it pink or blue.
Not having to like just throw money away, you know, also sounds good.
Put a little cradle.
I mean, you're not throwing it away. Essentially, you're still paying for a place to live.
Yeah, but it's like, you know,
if
I
you
think
rent you, to own, you know.
What you get with renting is like flexibility, right? Like if I want to pick up and move somewhere else, like that's what you get. But I have no intention of going anywhere, so.
But it's also the ownership aspect of it too, right? Because if something breaks in your apartment, you just call somebody, they fix it.
That's true. That's true.
If it's your house, you're responsible for everything.
Yeah, 100%. But, you know, homes are only getting more expensive here, you know. So if I ever want one, you know,
you're telling me, brother.
Yeah,
you're telling me.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. So we'll see. I'll keep you guys updated.
Good luck to you,
man. Exciting though, Tim.
Yeah,
I'm excited for you.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Might not happen.
Be there.
You know.
I gotta find a nice bottle of wine to bring.
Champagne.
Yeah. Champagne, poppy.
Oh, how was my week, guys? Oh, thanks for asking.
So, oh, how was your week? How was your week? Yeah, enough about us. How about you?
My mom left for the Philippines today. And nice, nice. She left in style, let me tell you. So I booked her flight.
Louis Vuitton?
It was late, so it was pretty pricey. It's a 10-hour flight to the Philippines. So, okay. Yeah, kind of a pretty ticket to get there. She gets nonstop there early. I didn't know this, Leonard. I don't know if you knew, but it's $150 now to send a box with you to the Philippines.
That's outrageous.
If we were to bring a luggage? Volume box with us, like yeah. It would be an extra $150.
Is that it costs if you want like a what do they call those things?
Check-ins.
Check-in bag, yeah.
No, because the Philippine Airlines policy, you get two free check-ins plus plus a carry-on and a personal bag.
But if it's a box, it doesn't count as a check-in.
No, you can't.
Really?
Do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? $150, dude.
$150 online? In person, if you didn't do it beforehand, $200.
Scalpers.
I'm like,
that's outrageous. Are you serious?
The stuff in the box isn't worth $200. It's all Halloween candy.
Damn.
How can you bring Halloween candy?
Bro, we bring candy all the time.
Is that normal?
Yeah, because we go down to the province, the kids don't eat a lot of candy, so you just want to give them all candy.
You cannot just buy candy there?
The future generation again.
Different kind of candy, brother.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah. They don't got Hershey or Nesquik out there. Oh, Nesquik.
We don't want that. Let's get to something terrible.
Yeah. No, don't say that.
No, don't get canceled. Yeah. Do you think your mom can find a Barong Tagalog for me?
I can tell her to, yeah. What size are you?
What is that?
In Filipino size.
I have no idea, dude. I'm gonna have to try it out. It's like a formal traditional wear in weddings.
Oh
yeah, I gotta buy one for my court marriage.
I know exactly where to buy one for you, actually. I'll ask her because she'll be back at the end of the month.
You know a guy?
I know a place that has really nice barong Tagalogs, but
Do you not have to get it like made to order, like fitted? You know what I mean?
So you buy the base and then you get it altered. Kind of like a suit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Damn, how am I going to do that?
Well,
I don't know. I got to think about that. Another stressor.
You just bring it to a tailor.
In my wedding plan.
Yeah, tailor, yeah.
Tailor who? I don't know no tailor over here.
Shabriha.
Oh.
But yeah, my mom went to the Philippines today. Been shopping at Sam's Club a lot. Cheap shirts.
Cheap suits. Get your cheap suits.
Dog, you know what Costco and Sam's Club has? They have the M&M cookies that are soft baked. The boneless cookies.
I don't know about
cookies.
That one.
Yeah, you know what a boneless cookie is?
Yeah. I mean, I prefer my cookies without bones in it.
I like the bone-in ones.
You like the bone-in cookie? You like a crunchy cookie, Tim?
Is that what you fucking call it?
Yeah.
They're like crunchy cookies.
They're just crunchy cookies and soft crunchy cookies.
Bro, boneless cookie, bro.
Oh, you don't call them boneless.
Boneless cookie, dog.
We're going to need a poll for this.
Nobody says that. I've literally never heard
that. Does everyone know what I'm talking about?
Now I do, but I was like, what the fuck is this guy talking about?
That's weird. I've never heard that before.
Bone in, bone out.
You know what,
though?
I do like crunchy cookies. I only like soft cookies they're soft because they just came out of the oven.
Oh, that makes sense. I fuck with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I fuck with that. Do you like a salty cookie? You know, like a little bit of salt on top?
Yeah, sure. A little bit to make it sweeter.
If it's a chocolate chip, for sure. Put a little
flaky salt on that. It's like a trade secret, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
A little bit of salt to make it more sweet.
Dude, Autumn's friend, Morgan. Morgan, if you're listening, hi.
Wallen?
She made a batch of chocolate chip cookies for Christmas. And it was a humongous batch. It was like on one of those like dish platters and filled the whole thing up, right? I fucking ate the entire platter.
Entire platter of cookies?
Yeah. Every last one. We brought them home because she did it for New Year's. And the next day, New Year's morning, me and Autumn were like up at 3 in the morning eating these cookies in bed.
Bro, that's dangerous.
Damn.
Cookies are dangerous.
Mm-hmm. But they have just the right amount of salt.
For real.
Yeah.
Cookies are dangerous. You never can have just one.
True. Yeah. Especially if it's a good cookie.
Yeah.
A nice bone-in cookie. You know what I mean?
No, boneless, mm-hmm. bro.
I'm not into the boneless, man.
With milk?
Bro, you go to a cookie corner? You ever been to a cookie corner?
They're not cookie? Boneless.
Those you get the bone cookies. In at the corner?
I like the... I like my cookie corner is the chocolate chip walnut, whatever that one is.
Still boneless cookie.
Oh, is that boneless for real?
That's a boneless cookie.
I don't remember.
That's not your favorite then, Tim.
Well, bro. I mean, I don't live there no more. It's been a long time.
I'll send you a cookie. My cookies crunchy. Speaking of cookies, do you guys remember buying that tub of like cookie dough at Costco?
Yeah, the Toll House.
Yeah.
My mom used to make that for breakfast.
What?
The cookies?
She'd make cookies for breakfast. Yeah.
I love your mom.
Damn. It's good.
Cookies and curry.
I would be your mom's fat son because the way that you're describing her cooking all of this stuff.
I know.
Yeah. Well, curry sometimes we had cinnamon rolls for breakfast. You buy the mini buns from Cinnabon. Ooh. Have one of those for breakfast. Yeah.
I was never a like sweets for the morning kind of guy.
That's fair.
Definitely a savory dude. We've talked about this before.
I'm not a sweets in the morning anymore, but a nice cookie, a nice bone-in cookie. Ooh.
I do believe in dessert for breakfast though. You know, like a stack of pancakes at the end.
Like waffles.
Isn't that the same thing that you just talked about though?
He believes in it, but that's not his thing. Maybe
for that being the main meal.
Oh, but you can have some.
You believe in it, but you don't practice it.
Yeah, I don't practice cinnamon roll as my breakfast.
You're agnostic. hey,
you're doing something. You got to try it at least once in your life. You know what I mean?
He's agnostic.
I still feel bad about like eating cereal in the morning. Like I'm eating literally just a bowl of sugar and Fruity Pebbles.
That's not good. You can't have that.
Boy, you can have a cinnamon roll for breakfast, Tim.
But you're turning 30, Chris. That's the difference.
Guys,
the same thing.
What do you mean it's the same thing?
Oh, the same thing.
I don't do that anymore.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
I think I'm lactose intolerant now.
Dude, I also think I'm lactose intolerant.
I've been eating cereal the past couple of days, but dude, my stomach hurts, man. I gotta toot a little bit.
Hold on. Your drive to work better not be like more than half an hour, bro.
Dangerous,
bro. You eat the bowl at home and you're just in traffic like...
I had to poop three times today.
Bro, that's a lot. That's a lot. That's
three times? And they were solid.
Three times.
They
weren't...
Isn't that supposed to be normal?
I think it depends on the person. It depends on the person. Yeah. I think it depends if you're a girl or a boy, too. Like,
does it really?
Stressors, hormones, stuff.
Statistically, GERD. I don't know. Someone can fact check me, but I think women poop less.
I believe that.
I think you're right.
And they can go longer without pooping.
Let's ask our partners and then come back.
Women don't poop, though.
I mean, they do.
You're right. They don't fart either.
They poop.
It smells like perfume.
They're just like us.
They're just like us. They are. With less pay. The next topic is going to be...
But we want to change that.
Cancel.
Is this okay? Do I need to lower my camera?
No, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
A little bit lower.
Bro, he's not wearing pants, remember?
Yeah, that,
exactly.
All right. So today's topic is going to be video games, a topic that we are all very excited about, very passionate about. And we are lifelong fans of this. The first thing says how we reconnected through video games. Go ahead, Lenny. Take it away.
So I guess, when was this? Last year? I haven't talked to both of y'all in a while, specifically Chris. I haven't talked to Chris probably since that time I visited you.
Yeah,
I visited you in Vegas, right? That was the last time I talked with you.
No, you came home. You came home beforehand.
Remember okay. Yeah.
We sat in the Jack in the Box parking lot.
Yes. Okay. So I guess that it's always just whenever I visit, and you're like in town or something, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think just one day randomly I was bored and I just had time and I was like, hey, Chris, are you still playing Overwatch? And he's like, yeah, dude. So I turn on my PS4. I dust the crap out of it because it was just in the corner not doing anything. Download Overwatch and I start playing it with Chris. And like we start playing with our other friends, flying and...
Dashlin.
Is that really
I mean, Smashlin, really?
they all have
with Flyin and Righty, and then our other friend Azikage. And then we just like kept playing video games.
And our other boy, and... Adidas.
Oh, Adidas, yeah. Still miss you, buddy. We need our fifth back if you want to hop on.
He plays Warzone now.
God damn. Bro. Bro. exactly, if you want to hop on. And pretty much, spit it out, Junior. We reconnected through our video game Overwatch, and then we moved on to Apex. The end. It was a beautiful friendship.
Oh gosh, I have a very similar story about Tim, because one day it was still during the Panoramic. And me and Flying were like online. We're like, oh, we should play. You want to play Rocket League? Because like his nephew was playing Rocket League. We're like, yeah, sure, let's hop on. And then the nephew got off, and I was like, you know who else plays this? Tim plays this. Let me hit him up. And then Tim hopped on and just immediately showed us why we don't play this game, because he was so cracked.
It's a hard game, Tim, and I'm not even good.
How many hours have you put into it?
Oh, Tim, you were so cracked.
Something like 2,000 hours or something like that.
Damn.
Yeah, and I'm not even that good. But
I mean, to be fair, I've done the same amount in Overwatch, so.
I don't understand how people are so good at that game, because it's like difficult to play.
Yeah.
You just gotta know the mechanics and the physics, man.
You just gotta, the more you play, the Fibonacci sequence. Yeah, yeah.
He's just doing math the whole fucking time. Yeah.
Geometry.
Yeah. Do math, not meth.
Okay.
Can't argue with that.
Dog, the other day I had to count something for our inventory, and I did the math really quick on like this. I think it was like 10. Oh no, it was a 12 times 8 or something. And this white guy, I get an answer. The guy goes, oh, Asians really are good at math, huh? Son of a bitch.
Damn.
12 times 8 is easy. Come on, man. You can do that.
Hey, speaking about video games, though, it's really taught us how to communicate with each other well. Not just through comms and our video games, but like when we rage quit at the end of it, and then off screen we're like, hey, bro, I'm so sorry for like...
Yeah.
God damn.
Leonard, you gotta get an Ethernet cable, dude.
Dude, on my MacBook.
What are you doing, bro?
Bro, do you have an Ethernet for your MacBook?
No, I don't, but my Wi-Fi doesn't suck, so I don't need it.
Damn, fuck off. Fuck off, Tim.
I'll do that to
Not
him,
all
Tim.
Of us works for Anyways, what I was gonna say is that when we rage quit, we always at the end we're like, hey, sorry for blah blah blah.
That's fine, bro.
I know, yeah.
It's fine, bro.
Yeah, communication. See, you know.
My bad for dying there. Oh yeah, it was your fault, but yeah, it's good, bro. Don't worry.
It's all good, you know. It happens, you know. You're new to this.
That's funny though, because I used to be very competitive with video games. So, you know, I'd get kind of heated if someone's, you know, kind of fucking up, you know, but.
Oh, yeah, we know Timmy.
Oh, we know Tim. For real. We know Tim.
Why? What games did we play
together? I've been on the other end.
No, I've seen you on a Jeopardy situation on TV before. Very competitive.
That one. Oh, I was not competitive at all.
What was that?
You never seen that? It's Academic Hawaii.
No.
2013.
Hey, you still
represent,
get,
cousin.
You still get video.
Bro, I cannot find it. You got to look on the Internet Archive.
Yeah,
the Wayback Machine.
And he was heated on TV. That's crazy.
No, I was not. I was not. I literally couldn't care less on TV. I was. I feel like I made us look real stupid. I am.
That's okay. Not hard to do, buddy. Not Let hard you to down. Do.
Well, you know, it's okay. We didn't win. That's all you need to know.
Back to the topic at hand. When you guys think of video games, what is the first video game or console that you think of?
I don't know if Leonard's talking or not. I'll give him some space.
I'm going to need you to say that one more time.
Never mind. It's fine. Is this what it's like all the time, Chris?
Not all the time.
Oh, okay.
It's been better.
It's
been
luck.
Better recently, but I think it's because it's like 3 hours long today.
Okay.
Maybe. Could be just the time of the day, too, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, could be.
Or people using the internet, they're home again. So yeah, what is your guys' first video game or console that you owned?
I'll let you guys go first before I get cut off.
My first video game.
Oh, okay, yeah. Go.
My first video game that I ever played was Super Mario Bros. 2 on NES. Oh, SNES. And oh. I was being babysat by this elderly Filipino woman, and her son kept his N64 outside on the lanai. So he would be like, oh, just hook it up real quick and you can play. I'm like, okay, cool. So I played for hours, and that was my first ever video game playing.
Wait, did you say N64?
No, Super Nintendo.
Oh, I think it was, whatchamacallit? Misspoke. You misspoke.
Okay. Just correcting SNES, it for right? the people back home.
Yeah. You said N64, though, on the balcony. And I was like,
okay, oh, so I wasn't hearing things.
Yeah.
Roger.
N64. You mean SNES, bro. Stop.
He's just said N64 stop. Again, this guy.
How about you guys? How about you, Timmy? What was your first game?
Yeah, so I don't remember exactly what my first game was, but thinking about it, I feel like the first console that I like owned was the Nintendo 64. I mean, I guess I didn't own it. I shared it with my brother. You know what I mean? But
mm-hmm. N64. I still have someone's
N64. Co-owner. Yeah, we had a timeshare, you know. But
I've gone through three N64s.
Jeez. That's wild.
Why?
And I don't have any of them.
There was an issue with them that would always break down.
What do you mean? You just blow the cartridge?
No. My dad would buy from swap meet and then give it to the Philippines, and then we'd get another one and then give it to the Philippines again and then buy another one. And I don't know where this other one is.
I see. I mean, I don't know where mine is, but yeah. Anyways, Nintendo continue. 64, and then I feel like the game that I remember is Pokemon Stadium.
Yeah, you.
Dude, Pokemon Stadium was a hit.
Yeah, when you gotta cut the wood, gotta cut the logs with the scyther, you know.
Was that two?
Was that number two? Yeah. Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, yes. The first one was
the first
like
one
Magikarp.
Had like the Ekans with the Diglets.
Oh, did they, what about the sushi one? Who had the sushi one?
That was Lickitung, and that was the first one.
Okay, yeah.
Very first.
Fun mini games.
If you haven't, if you can tell.
Yeah.
He knows it all. He's got it all.
The Clefairy.
Mr. The Clefairy one was the hardest one, bro.
The one where you gotta remember the pattern. Yeah. Yeah, it was fun though.
Classic.
I love that game. They should bring that back for the Switch.
They should.
That'd be a lot of fun.
I feel like people would love that.
Hell yeah. Let's see. How about you, Lenny? What was your first game or console? How was your first game or console?
So I think my first ever game was with the Game Boy. And I think it was this game called Paperboy. Are you familiar with it?
Is that the one where you're on the bicycle and you're slinging?
You just like throw, yeah, newspaper. You just throw it in the mailboxes, and then a fucking dog chases you.
Yeah.
So scary.
It's fun. I never played it on the Game Boy, but I played it on. I had like on the PS2. I had one of the whatever the company is that made that game, but they had like a bunch of different like the arcade games, like it was a collection of them.
Yeah,
and I remember all I played was Paperboy. That was the only one worth playing. I feel like
that was the only playable one of the 25 that came on the disc.
Yeah. That one and the root beer one.
Root beer.
Yeah, you know the one. It's called like Tapster, maybe. I don't know.
yeah, you know the one. No, I don't.
I don't think I finished any of my games when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, what was the first, while we're on the topic, what was the first game that you guys ever finished front to back?
Probably Pokemon.
Yeah, Pokemon, probably.
Pokemon. Really? I never finished a Pokemon game.
What do you mean you never finished Pokemon?
I've never even finished Pokemon Yellow, dude.
Dog, I had Sapphire and Ruby. Didn't finish either of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, then what's your, what did you finish first?
I think the first game I ever completed, finished to completion was Paper Mario on the N64. What?
Why are you laughing?
Why you gotta say it like that, dude?
I finished the completion?
Yeah.
What? I did!
Kind of redundant.
Okay, I guess.
Wait, okay.
I think he's drunk.
Repeat yourself. Do it over.
The first game I ever finished completely was Paper Mario.
Oh, I never finished that game.
Oh, really?
I know it's good. Yeah, but I never finished it.
Paper Mario had.
Yeah, I don't think I finished that one either.
Did you play Paper Mario? Like most of it?
I did. I had it.
I did not. Just played the regular one.
Regular Mario? Like
Solid Mario.
Super Mario 64 or whatever, the 3D one?
Rock Mario.
Rock what is Mario. That?
That's the one with the wings on the hat.
The solid version.
That's the one, yeah? The one with the wings on the hat?
I don't know. I was just joking. I just played a regular Super Mario World.
Yeah, that was my first game I finished completely.
Interesting.
We all had a first.
What was your favorite console, Tim?
Favorite console? I feel like it's got to be the Xbox 360 because this is when I first got introduced to online gaming. And I feel like that's like pinnacle, the pinnacle of games. So I played Gears of War.
Pinnacle of racial slurs.
Halo. Yeah, exactly. It was a different time back then. You know?
Trash talking in the lobbies.
Yeah, and even like around. Trash talking, like they'll send you like messages and shit during the game, voice messages. Mm-hmm. You ever have that? Yeah.
You ever get open it up and it goes, hey, you piece of shit, you suck ass.
Yeah, it's super funny, but it just reminds me of that, like, I don't know, how exciting it was, I think, to play those online games for the first time.
Same here, man. I remember my first game playing online was Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And that's a whole thing.
Call of Duty was huge.
Call of Duty Warfare? Modern Warfare 2 was my
first Modern Warfare 1, dude. You never played Modern Warfare 1?
No.
Oh, I played Modern Warfare 1.
Dude.
Modern Warfare 2 had the hits. It had Terminal. It had Rust.
I mean, yeah, you're right. Modern Warfare 2 was better.
Modern Warfare,
the first one was a little slower. I think it's because of the kill.
It's still good, though. It's still good.
It's still good, yeah.
It's more gunplay. The gunplay was better, I feel like.
Modern Warfare 2 had the nuke.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, true.
That was the pinnacle of it all.
Yeah.
How about you, Lenny? What was your favorite console?
N64. Back to what Tim said, Pokemon Stadium was probably one of my favorite games. Star Fox was one of my favorite games.
I love Star Fox.
What's it called? GoldenEye?
Never played it.
GoldenEye, yep. Doom.
Doom.
Was on there.
Smash Bros.
Pokemon Snap.
Pokemon Classic.
Yeah.
There's
this one Japanese game I played. I didn't know the name of it, but like you could customize the arms and stuff, and then you would just fight other robots.
I feel like you're not explaining it super well.
I don't know what it's called. It was literally in Japanese though, so I didn't know what I was picking.
Was the main character like a yellow robot with exhaust pipes coming out of his head?
Let me see. Oh, is he?
No. It wasn't a yellow robot. I don't know what it was.
Is it called Custom Robo?
Oh, you might be right. Yeah. It might be that one. Yeah, you're right.
Custom Robo.
It was in Japanese though, so I you know. I think you're right. It was Custom Robo.
Or maybe Super Robot Wars 64.
Custom Robot.
Custom Robo. Okay.
Yeah. Solid game.
Like Minecraft. Or like it Roblox.
It did look like that.
Looks
kind of
like
was,
Roblox, actually. Yeah.
Dude, Minecraft could have been invented in like 2001.
Nah, it's procedural.
Yes.
It's actually pretty cool. Yeah.
It is sick. Custom Roblox. Autumn builds stuff in Minecraft all the time. And I'm like, oh, this is cool.
Wait, so what's your favorite console, Chris?
My favorite console has to be the GameCube. I just learned this last night as I was going to sleep. If you turn on the GameCube and hold the Z button on the GameCube controller, the intro to the GameCube queuing thing is a different sound.
Oh, interesting. Why didn't we know that back in the day?
I don't know. Well, it's also it sounds like Coco Melon. So maybe we wouldn't have wanted to do that anyway.
What's your favorite GameCube game? What's so special about the GameCube?
First of all, it was cubicle.
I guess it's pretty cool. Pretty cool form factor. Very
spherical.
Small.
It's cubicle.
Spherical.
It had all of the great games that we remember from N64. It's just that it got upgraded from the 64 bits like, you know, a laser disc. So that's Melee, which like
Melee's huge.
That's like the competitive Melee, you know, the competitive Smash.
Mm-hmm.
They had
it's
double
still
dash,
competitive
the
to this day.
Superior of the Mario Kart.
Oh yeah, Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Fire Emblem. I guess you have some high school memories too from playing GameCube, you know. So maybe there's.
What did we play on GameCube? Oh yeah.
Luigi's Mansion.
All the time.
Oh, in Yoshi's.
Yeah, we did play Smash and Yoshi's. right?
Do you not remember that?
I don't know.
During our lunch breaks or recess breaks?
I remember that.
I never played Smash.
Oh, dude, the best part about those sessions is that I would just hide in the corner while everyone else fought each other. So everybody else would have like two lives, and I'm like, oh, I got five lives still.
Ready to go.
Yeah, I remember we used to play that.
Yeah, it was always good.
Fun times, man.
Yeah, we should get drunk and play like Double Dash.
But you got to be in person. Mario Kart, Double Dash.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Come on, Leonard.
What?
Is that the one?
What the
No, fuck? That's Mario Party, fella.
Okay, you're right.
No, Mario Kart Double Dash is when you have the two kart people.
Oh, yeah. That was Righty's favorite game.
Yeah.
Right.
She still loves that game, man. You got to get her a right there.
Deal her yeah.
Let's see. The next one. What's your favorite video game franchise? This is a continuation. So any games that have been made into a part two, part three, or that year, whatever.
Yeah. For me, it's gotta be 2K. It's gotta be NBA 2K. I feel like they're not always the best games, you know, but mm-hmm. I bought every single one from
it's like the same game every single year.
Same game. Except for like when it becomes like, I feel like the 2010s, 2K10, 2K11, 2K12, they were kind of doing some stuff there, you know?
I think you're right. Yeah.
They
had like
the
My Player
they?
Stuff.
2012.
You know?
Yeah. I remember playing 2012 so much.
Yeah. The graphics were good enough. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it was good.
It was
but,
fluid mm-hmm. enough, man. That year specifically for all like 2K games was great. Like NHL was great. Madden, not Madden. Yeah.
That's great. I only played NBA 2K. That's the only one I know. But I played
NHL,
so
man.
Much 2K. I don't know anything about hockey.
NHL,
we just gotta play NBA. We just gotta play NBA again. Me and Leonard will play Warriors versus Lakers, you know.
Someone
will be a little upset.
The Discord will be so quiet.
Someone will be talking
too much. I'll be like, oh yeah, so Kobe. Yeah, Kobe's.
This would be how the whole conversation goes. It would go, hey, good game, Leonard. Yeah, thanks, Tim.
And then you hear that. What's the noise that Discord makes when someone drops from the call?
Do-do.
That's what it'll be. Did he drop?
Yeah, I was about to drop. I was like,
how about you, Lenny? What was your favorite franchise?
Dude, SmackDown versus Raw. That shit would get me hyped. Just like the intro songs, like just playing the video, watching the intro videos. I was so into wrestling back in the day. And so
the wrestling games are great
every
because you could
year.
They truly had the better customization.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because everybody
make
knew
your own characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was
people
never
still
into
use,
wrestling.
People still use SmackDown versus Raw to like make content. Like when Drake and Pusha T were fighting, they used 2K to make a Drake character and then have Pusha T beat him up.
Wow.
What? That's funny. That's pretty funny.
Or like you know the intros where like they would have like a female with them and the female would look really sexy going into the ring. They've made it so that 21 Savage came out and then Drake was like the female accompanying him. Pretty funny.
You know
stuff.
What I thought was wild about the game was when they would have like the bra and panties match in the video game and it's basically you're like stripping the girl.
Yeah.
Well, that's wild because we were kids back then, right? And we're playing
different
this
time.
I knew exactly what I was doing, brother. I knew exactly what I was doing. It was Trish Stratus versus Mickey James every time.
And Stacy Keebler.
Yes, ma'am.
What the fuck?
My favorite franchise has to be Mario games, man. I'm real basic with the Mario selections.
That's so mm-hmm. interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a big Mario
like
person,
Mario.
So.
Really?
Are you more of a Luigi guy?
My mom was very hesitant.
Not a Nintendo guy.
My mom was very hesitant to buy video games because she bought into the whole propaganda of it being very violent.
Yeah, and it's like makes the kids violent. Minds.
Yeah, so she's like, "Oh, let's buy Mario." I know that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Mario?
Yeah,
it's safer than Call of Duty.
Defending our country.
It was more like Mario, better than Metal Gear.
Metal Gear's cool, man. I'm a big Metal Gear fan.
No, Twisted Metal. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, that Twisted seems a little
Metal.
Scary.
Yeah.
Was Call of Duty World at War against the Japanese?
I have no idea.
I know. I think that was part of World War II, World War I, World at War.
No. No, you're thinking of the later one.
Okay.
There was another Call of Duty that came later. That was the World War I Call of Duty, I think. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I never played it.
Not the huge Call of Duty stand.
I liked Call of Duty.
I did like Call of Duty, yeah.
Call of Duty 4, and then Modern Warfare 2, and then Modern Warfare 3.
Because they got bought out.
You were one of the like wholesome enjoyers of Modern Warfare, or like of Call of Duty, because most of the Call of Duty players that I knew were like staying up all night drinking Monster.
Yeah, I mean, I would tweak every now and then, you know what I mean? But
did you guys used to watch like crazy YouTube Call of Duty players? Like, who was your favorite one back in the day?
I watched
X-Jaws. I was into, you ever watched, what's the guy, Hutch?
And Tabe? I never watched Hutch.
No. Yeah, he was pretty good.
You should watch Tabe.
Tabe?
No idea.
Like Irish or Scottish dude.
Yeah.
Did a face.
How come we don't?
C-Nanners.
There were some C-Nanners. Yeah. C-Nanners was good.
Yep. No, that boy, 7th Street or something.
Can you guys hear my cat?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could hear him.
Oh, really? Okay.
Him.
A little bit. Not too much,
him.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is your current favorite game?
Oh, wait. I was going to say some runner-up video game franchises. Okay, go ahead. Dynasty Warriors. Just throwing that out there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Mega Man.
Okay. Mega Man, yep.
Classic.
Sonic. Mm-hmm.
Bloody Roar.
I don't know what that... What is Bloody Roar?
It was a fighting game back then where you could transform into an animal.
Oh.
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tekken?
I was going to say, any Tekken enjoyers? Yeah, I liked Tekken Tag Tournament. I played a ton of that.
Oh, my God. There was a summer I went to the Philippines, and all of my cousins were playing Tekken against each other. I have 3 weeks to be good at this.
All you got to do is just button mash.
Smash? No.
With Eddie.
They got the new Tekken that just came out, too.
Beep, beep, beep. You gonna buy that?
I thought about it, but I'll never play it, so I won't.
Exactly. That's my conundrum with most games nowadays. Because Lenny wanted me to buy Pal World, and I was like, yeah, I'll think about it.
You guys should get Helldivers. We can play Helldivers.
What's Helldivers?
Helldivers is a new game that came out. It's like a third-person shooter, co-op. It's $40. So in this day and age, I feel like that's kind of reasonable.
It is. How about we all just play Champion?
What is Champion?
It's the Champion? It's the new like FPS where like you can break the walls.
Oh, the finals. The finals. Yeah. I feel like the finals is dead now, isn't it?
I haven't really heard about it.
I played it for a little bit.
It's funny though.
Kind of fell off.
People just brought it up because it was like a rival to Apex and Duty, Overwatch, right? Yeah. All the other first person shooter games.
I mean, it seemed cool, but I don't know if people are still playing it.
Nah.
Oh, did you guys see
this game called Apex together?
Yeah. I'll never play Apex. I can't do that shit. The movement's too weird for me. Sorry.
It is.
How is the
weird.
Movement weird? It's run, jump, slide.
I can't do it. I just can't do it. I'm just brain dead. Can't
play that game. I'm brain dead from playing that game.
I played some Valorant before, but I can't. It's too competitive for me. I feel like now, you know, I don't have enough time to play something that competitive.
True, yeah.
Unless it's Rocket League, then I can.
We should play Rocket League.
Dude, I'd be down. Let's go. Rocket League.
You'd have to teach us.
No, I can't. You got to teach yourself. Sorry. Because it just takes time, you know?
You got to make a video.
Impossible.
All right,
shall we move on?
Yes, sir. What is your current favorite game? I feel like we just talked about this.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
So, yeah, I think we should play Apex together, guys.
Yeah, Apex and Overwatch are our games in rotation at the moment. Tim has retired from gaming.
Yeah, I don't really play games anymore, but I've been playing some Helldivers. I can always play Rocket League, you know, if I have someone to play with. But
you don't just queue up with randoms.
I used to and it's hard.
Those were darker times.
Yeah,
wait, so what's the synopsis? No, I just don't play Helldivers. Like,
do you have any memorable Easter eggs from games?
Oh shit. So what's the point of Helldivers? What's the objective there?
can answer this question. So Helldivers is like basically like you go and you drop on these planets, right? And they're inhabited by different creatures. So there's two different like factions, I guess. There's like the bugs and then there's the robots. And you go and you have like objectives to complete on the planet, and you can like pick up things while you're there. And basically you're there to kill them and then like complete your objective and then extract. And then based on that, like you get like a rating for your mission and you get like experience, then you can like level up. And then based on your rating, you help move like the, you're trying to like democratize, like spread democracy to these planets. And so the higher your rate, so you have a higher rating, you're helping like everybody move the needle to like liberate the planet. Right. And then once the planet's liberated, like then you move on to like the next planet and things like that. And there's like, concepts of like worldwide like objectives and things like that. So yeah, it's okay. Pretty fun. It's pretty silly, you know. Nice. I don't know.
Super cool.
All right.
I used to be a League of Legends player back in the day.
Yeah.
I quit though because it was too toxic for me.
I remember you were the league guy.
I was the league guy.
Yeah. It was you and Shmea.
Really?
Huh? She did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Not like Leonard though. Leonard was.
Oh yeah, probably not like Leonard.
Was league.
She was. Well, she was probably weak
on that.
Probably
I spent money on that.
That was your life.
Spending
dude.
Money. I spent money on MapleStory. I'm pretty sure I spent like over $300.
I spent money.
Oh, that's nothing, brother. That's nothing.
Yeah.
Lefty already used to spend money on that every week.
What MapleStory?
Yeah. We would go to the mall, and her mom would give her like $20, and then we would go from the intermediate to 7-Eleven. She'd buy the $20 card, and then we'd go to the mall for like 5 hours. And I'm like, you don't want to do anything. You don't want to grab something to eat.
Nope.
You just want to sit.
I'm
here.
On a mission.
No. No, I gotta buy these aesthetics on MapleStory.
She's like, no, I got quarters in my bag. We're gonna go to Fun Factory later.
I need to buy these new clothes on MapleStory.
Yeah, exactly. Wild. Any memorable Easter eggs from any games?
You know, I don't really know this one too much, so I'm gonna let you talk about this one.
So in Halo, do you remember this one, Timmy?
Yeah, I know they got the skulls. But does that count as an Easter egg?
That was an Easter egg. That was put there by the developers.
Yeah, but like it's like you can like equip them later. You know what I mean? Like I feel like it's not. It's kind of like change. It's like a modifier. You know.
Is it really? No, I remember you can find the eggs in the story to collect
you mean the skulls.
Them. I mean the eggs, yeah. The skulls.
Yeah.
In the story to like get an achievement or something.
Yeah, and then when you play the game again, I think you can equip skulls, and then like the grunt birthday party is one of them. So like when you shoot grunts in the head, if you get a headshot, there's like confetti and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I remember that was a cool Easter egg too.
But does that count as an Easter egg?
I think so. If it's something that's not like regularly known, then yeah, it's Easter egg.
I guess
it's just been so long now that
everybody
knows
about the skull. Oh, maybe that's why. Yeah.
I never did play Halo because I didn't. I never owned an Xbox before.
Missed out.
I played both sides, brother. All three of them, actually.
Yeah, you gotta play them all.
Switch hitter.
Yeah, so we have a PC
now. Switch hitter, bro.
What's it called? There's a level in like Super Mario 2 where if you finish the level a specific way, it'll unlock a secret level where it's literally just all power ups, and you can go to that level as many times as you want.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Jinx.
Solid Easter egg by whoever made Mario.
Nice. Nintendo dogs.
Did you guys do? When you guys bought a physical game, did you guys ever get super excited about it? Like, when you guys, like, your mom bought you a new Game Boy game, did you, like, read the boxes until you got home?
Mm-hmm, I would read the manual.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was into reading the manual.
The manual is always, like, a good key thing, too, though.
Yeah.
The shitty part about nowadays is that everything's digital, so you don't have, like, people with a library of games on their wallet.
Oh,
like
true.
Too.
Yeah.
Getting getting video games for Christmas was probably one of my favorite gifts.
Yeah.
so good.
Or like a console, bro. You get a console for Christmas?
Dog, you had to be a good kid some of for us like were the next month. Lucky. Nah, I wouldn't get it for Christmas, but I definitely get it in April.
You get it, and then you're like, this is it. This is all you're getting.
I've lived my life.
Yeah.
I wait till tax return season to ask for something. Hey, Mom, can I get a Game Boy SP around April time, please?
I wasn't that smart. I wasn't playing the tax game.
It was just the only time everything started coming towards us.
Damn. Jeez. Smart. You're smart. Keeping tabs.
Yeah. Did you guys ever shop at the swap meet for games?
Never.
Oh, me. Never. All the time. There was this one tent in particular owned by some like Japanese people. My dad would always like hard bargain with them all the time for their stuff. It'd be like the Game Boy SPs and like the games, and whenever they don't want to budge, my dad would be like, okay, we're going. And then like as soon as we leave, I'm like, dad, I really want it, please can we have it? And he's like, Leonard, you gotta stop looking like you're excited. Like that's how they're gonna get you. You gotta walk away and then come back later. And then we end up getting the games after.
Nice. I remember one time I went to Camp Swap Meet, and there was, you know how the closer you get to like where they sell the ICs, the nicer the tents.
Yeah. Mm, no? I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Throwback. So yeah. God damn.
The more farther you are, like the closer you are to like Pearl Ridge Elementary, the more like scarce the tent looks.
Yes. Some of them don't even have tents.
Like tarp on the ground, piles of clothes, and like a sign that says $4 for everything or $2 for everything.
Damn, what a throwback.
So I got two stories then. So the first story, we were the people on the outskirts with just the tarp on the ground, and we just had piles of our clothes. And that's how I met Ashlyn's mom, or Smashlyn's mom.
What?
Yeah.
Smashlyn.
Really?
She's
Smashlyn.
Exactly. Dashlyn's mom.
Not Dashlyn, not Flashlyn. Smashlyn. I wonder what her name is.
Crashlyn.
That's how I met her mom. She was like, oh, and then Ashlyn ended up wearing a couple of my sister's clothes. Second story, this is more related to video games. I remember being there at the swap meet, and there was one section that had, it was literally just a lifted 4Runner parked there. And then there was nothing in the space but a regular like white table. And, you know, like those beer pong tables?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So they had that and then a PS3 in the box. That's all they were selling.
That's it.
What?
Yeah. Suspicious. And they were selling the PS3 for like $400.
Shoot.
Damn.
Yeah.
Stolen.
Talk about resellers back in the day.
I don't know. Who knows?
Do you remember how there was an area in Swap Meet where they had arcade games?
Yeah.
Inside.
Yeah, that was like right, like it was like the fish market and then arcade games.
Yes. Man, I would tweak there when my dad would go shopping around. I'd be like, "You, Dad, you can just find me here."
Oh no, my mom would let me roam, and I'd come back with an icy, and like and like those like what are those called? Those deep fried dough balls with the sesame seeds on the outside.
Andagis?
No. But they had like the red bean paste in the middle.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah. I don't know what it's called though. I think it's Japanese or Chinese.
I just call them sesame balls.
Yeah, I just call them sesame balls too. Is that what they're called?
Oh, really? Oh, who knows?
Yeah. I think I know what you're talking about.
Fire. Those are fire. I eat 10 of those right now. Fun fact, GameStop is upping their buying prices by 50%.
What do you mean by that?
They're going to give you, they'll buy games for 50% more than they used to?
Yep.
Okay, so you get $1 instead of 50 cents.
Yeah, that's literally what Leonard said yesterday.
Is it because of their stock?
I don't know. I guess enough people have been complaining about it for enough time. They're like, oh, I'll give you 50% more. But like
about
that's,
time.
God, that it just matches up with inflation
actually, it's not even 50% isn't a dollar to 50 cents. You'd get 75 cents, right?
Oh, because it's 50%
more. Yeah, because it's 100%
more.
Yeah.
So you're getting shorted a quarter.
Yeah, kind of fucked.
Do people still go to GameStop?
I don't know. I still see them open.
It's needed now.
Yeah, but like who goes in there?
Yeah, because
Who's trading in games?
I buy my games from Walmart.
Or maybe if you're like looking for like that the merch, the game merch, you know, like you want.
Oh.
You want like a Kirby shirt? Know.
Or like, you know, they got like the Funko Pop figure things in there, you know.
They also sell like old tech. Like if you want to buy like an iPhone or something.
Oh, like, yeah, or like used shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. They definitely have more variety compared to like the department stores.
Yeah. I was just thinking everybody just buys stuff online now, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Amazon.
This or that, boys, or you want to keep going?
Wait, I want to talk about this last one.
Oh, where are you talking about this rage? The most competitive. Quit, bro.
We didn't talk about that, did we?
Oh, we did last episode.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any competitive or rage quit moments? Go ahead.
Yeah, there's one in particular I remember. So it was this Power Ranger game on the Super Nintendo. And I remember I like really wanted to beat this level, right? But I just could not beat it. And I tried it over and over again. My hand started blistering. I'm like, you know, in pain from playing. And it just got to the point where I was like crying and just like pissed off, angry. And I like threw the controller on the ground because I just could not. I could not get through it.
Damn, that's wild. Yeah. That's blasphemy to throw a controller on the ground. I remember one time, just to go off of that story, I was playing video games with my cousin Grayson, and he was still a young kid. I was young still at the time too. I think I was like maybe 10, and we were playing video games in a very peaceful, wholesome situation, but all of a sudden his mom was like, Grayson, we have to go, come on. And I'm like, come on, Gray, we gotta go. Yeah, let your mom take you home. And he starts crying. And he was starting to throw a tantrum. What he did, he was holding my controller. It was my GameCube controller. And he was like, starts crying. He's like, he slams it on the ground. And I'm like, bro, get your son out of here.
Oh, that's wild.
Shout out to you, Grayson. I miss you, buddy.
Yeah, when I was really young, I went to someone's house to play video games. We played, like, you ever play those Hot Wheels racing games on, like, the PlayStation?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the PC.
Oh, I don't know. But I went to my friend's house to play it, and then it was time to stop, and I had to go back home and stuff, and he just started, like, crying. He was like, no, mommy, I want to keep playing or whatever. And, like he started, like, screaming and stuff, and I was like, okay. I'm ready to go. It's getting a little awkward for me.
Dude, that's funny.
That's crazy that some people, you know, just like.
Tell me why we always get to the point where we break our stuff. Like, why are we destructive when we're angry?
I don't know. Nowadays, it's like I have the same controller for like 4 years. And I think so. I was like stick drift. I'm trying to hold on to it.
Yeah, my controller's naturally just atrophy, I guess.
Yeah, and that's how my site looks on any game. It's just
constantly moving. Yeah.
Lenny could attest to it too. On Apex, you can see what I'm looking at.
So you don't use mouse and keyboard? You play PC, right?
Yeah, I play PC. I'm a roller player, bro.
Controller on PC.
Roller, that's what they call it.
But on Overwatch, I play mouse and keyboard.
Oh,
yeah.
Very interesting. Interesting.
A lot of this going on down here.
Click, 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 click.
Behind? Click, click, click. Behind?
Behind?
He's on me? He's on me? He's coming?
Heal me. One shot? Who? He's one shot?
Heal me.
I'm cracked. I'm bricked up.
You talking about this one, Lenny?
Oh, dude. Okay, so there's
bro,
this. This was kind of fucked up, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry to my brother for doing this. I'm still sorry to this day. So there's this video game both my brother and I played, right? It was a Digimon card game. Mm-hmm. And we were both into it. We're competitive. We would like try to duel against each other. And I remember my brother randomly got this super rare card. It was called XVmon. Super rare, and like there was no way I was gonna get it. So I wanted to make a copy of it on the second memory card.
Genius.
In the process of copying his memory card to mine, I accidentally copied my data to his. So I deleted his data.
Deleting your brother was salty, brother.
And then nobody got XP mon anymore. Oh, I would be. He was so pissed, dude.
Bro, you would so be dead pissed. To be a letter. Oh, my God.
Ryan, if you're watching this or listening to this, I am so sorry for getting rid of your XP mon. I hope you can forgive me today. God damn.
It's been a long day, brother.
It's better than being corrupted. Corrupted data.
Yeah.
But isn't it all the same? You lost the thing.
True.
Right?
Hey, Tim. It's not, okay? We're getting right there, boys.
Here's our last topic. Right now, we're going to do a top segment called This or That. This is when we pick a scenario or a topic, and we choose two items. We're going to pick between this or that. Today is a video game episode, so the first one we have is going to be of franchises. So Halo versus Call of Duty. Which one do we pick, boys?
On three. One, two, three. Call of Duty.
Oh.
We got a hater here.
I mean, Halo's good. Halo's iconic.
I call Halo... Actually, you know what? I might have to change that because I was going to say Halo had a better story, but Call of Duty has way better stories.
I don't know. I just think I put way more hours into Call of Duty.
And I for sure did too.
I just like the game better.
It made me into the man I am today.
Yeah, probably Call of Duty then.
Develop my first-person shooter skills.
Okay, next one is a battle between games of instruments. Guitar Hero versus Rock Band. On three. One.
Wait,
two.
It was Leonard ready. Oh.
Three.
Guitar Hero.
I couldn't pick. I feel like I like Guitar Hero, you know, as like that was the OG, right? Yeah, and I feel like the guitar is just it's just more responsive. It's snappier on Guitar Hero. You know what I mean?
Rock Band's a little bit. I actually never played Rock Band. I just know that the songs are better.
They have different songs. It's like less like rock. Right?
Yeah.
I guess less rocky, but
what about Sitar Hero?
Sitar Hero?
What TV show was that from?
What is Sitar Hero?
It's like the sitar instrument. Like Indian instrument.
Oh, yeah, no idea. Maybe that was Big Bang Theory.
I don't know what it's been. Anyways.
All right, next one is going to be Super Smash Bros. Versus Marvel versus Capcom.
That is an easy one.
Yeah.
Smash Bros.
Yep.
Marvel versus Capcom. I'm kidding. I love Smash Bros.
All right, this one is a controversial one. It's going to be controller versus mouse and keyboard. I'm going to go with controller.
I'm going to go with mouse and keyboard. Speaking from a guy that plays with the controller.
Yeah, I use both. I think now I use mouse and keyboard, but I'm gonna say controller. You know, I feel like the vibes are a little more chill with a controller.
Yeah,
you know?
It feels
I play,
good in
you
the
play
hands,
Rocket
too.
League with a controller.
Oh, do you? Oh,
you can play with a controller sitting back. You know?
Yeah, I feel like it's good for casual games. Controller for casual, mouse and keyboard for competitive. I feel like
for
it's
sweaty
good
games.
If I had a pro controller, I'd probably switch my opinion to controller.
Is that the one with like the bumpers and stuff?
Yeah,
the buttons in the back. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I need one of those. So, right, cool. Pinos, give us enough money so I can buy a pro controller.
I know, right? Shit. Those things are
Patreon?
Pricey.
Yeah. Almost. I mean, what are they, like $150?
Scuff controller is $220.
Gee. That's crazy. Just make your
own.
Yeah,
crazy, dude.
Crazy. Yeah, Scuff is a very expensive brand.
Fucking Leonard, bro. Plug the cable in.
Battle Beaver.
Alrighty. Well, that does it for us, guys. It's been another episode of the Two Pinos in a Pod podcast. I have been your host, Chris. Go ahead and give us a thumbs up if you liked the video. Thumbs down if you didn't. Subscribe if you want to see more of us every Wednesday, releasing every Wednesday morning for the audio. Hopefully by Wednesday afternoon for the video. So stay tuned. We got way more episodes coming your way. More guests too. Thank you to Tim for showing up for the past 3 weeks.
Thank
for
you,
us.
Tim.
Thanks for having
Much
me.
Much love to you, man.
Thanks,
Timmy. Fun having you on the pod.
Two thumbs up. I have been Chris. You can find me on all social platforms at Real Man Hewlett. That's RealManIulit. The phonetics are REAL. Mary Alpha, Nancy, Indigo Uniform, Lima, Indigo Tango.
Yes, Ablessa.
Yes, Ablessa, Nevalessa. Go ahead, Lenny. Plug yourself.
It's your boy, Kung Fu Lenny. You can follow me on Instagram at LeoTheFirm. I've spelt it several times already. You already know how to spell it. And then you can follow me on Twitch at Elfeezy.
Do this for me one time, Tim. There we go. Good job.
What was that for?
That's for me. When I edit, I can put Leonard's name there.
Oh, shoot, shoot. All right, I like it.
Alrighty, guys. Shoot. We'll see you guys next week on another episode of the Two Pinos in the Pod podcast. Peace out.
Shoots. Bye, Pinos. I chase.